This is First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday with Dal Erickson and Aaron Feely on the SVI Radio Network.
8:06 here on a Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Not much sunshine, but at least it's a Friday. Dal Erickson in studio along with Aaron Feely. Also joining us in studio this morning is head coach Eddie Clark of the Stardally High School Braves wrestling program. But you know what, coach? It's a little more than that, isn't it? It's not just the guys. I know you've had a hand in helping out the Lady Braves with their state championship and getting that program kind of situated. And then you're right back after state getting ready to go after it with Little League. You've already had Little League practices.
It's an interesting thing. I was just saying we come back from the high school season and you think things slow down. It's like we hit the accelerator because we'll go right into the Little League. Our club's been going since December, but those kids will go 2 days a week, and then we'll start doing some off-season wrestling with the high school kids who aren't doing track or soccer. So it's a busy time.
Let's first off, before we get into that, let's talk about the state championship weekend you just had. Your guys putting up 235 points, which was good for third in the 4A class. One of the things, though, I think people need to recognize, though, is this was a group that, I mean, you come into the season, this was not a group where, and this is not taking anything away from what they've done or what they did. It's a group where there weren't any, okay, here's the anchor points for this team. It was a lot of guys who were just scrappy and developed over the course of the season, and they really did a tremendous job.
Yeah, we were super pleased. You know, at the end of last year, we lost that big group of seniors, and everyone was thinking, well, there goes Star Valley, or they're going 4A, they're losing all those kids. They didn't expect us to compete very well. As a matter of fact, in the opening rankings, I think we were fifth or sixth or something like that, and we knew what we had. We had kids that would work hard and develop, and so we just did what we always do. We went to the wrestling room and went to work.
Well, and kind of speaking on that, you graduate all those seniors, and as you said, people kind of in the preseason thought, well, you know, no more wrestlers from last year. We're going to have to see what Star Valley is. But you had a very incredible turnout from some of your freshman wrestlers. Can you kind of take us through the importance of some of those young guys stepping up? And, I mean, you got a state champion included,
right,
in that group.
Yeah, you know, so we bring in, you know, that freshman group, and we knew that we had some good kids coming in there. And then, you know, and then you combine them with what we had, and that you know, helps build. And when those young kids are tough and they're competing with the older kids have to fight a little harder to keep their jobs, and that's good. But I think the big thing is that this year the team kind of gelled as the season went along, and they were really coachable. You could see after Christmas there was just a sharp upturn in our performance, and the kids. And, you know, no matter where we went, we came back and we were working hard to improve our skills. And as the skills increased, so did the success level. And that was super fun to see this year.
You know, I really feel like we need to brag on your staff a little bit. You know, obviously yourself, but you've got Winston Patterson, Casey Perry, and Adam Baker. You look at what. You never did get the guys that you wanted, at least not the staff, but your wrestling kids. You never did get the ones that you were maybe thinking from the off season, and then you barely got the ones that you did have by the end of the season.
Yeah.
But your staff really did an amazing job of developing, and you guys did an amazing job of developing these kids over the course of the season.
We lost some kids to football we thought we'd get, and then we had some broken that we gradually eased into the season, But I think that you got to give those guys a lot of credit for it, because they put a lot of time into that. You know, you can't. There's a lot of individualized work that goes on in wrestling, so you're running around the room working with individuals as the practice goes on. Hey, we need to work on this here. You need to put your hand here when we're doing this. We need to, you know, pull here, push here to make things work. And you know, those guys do an outstanding job. And you know, you talk about the extra effort, you know, like Coach Perry's been running that youth club for several years now. And then we've got the Little League wrestling that we're jumping into now that we all jump in and work on. And the other coaches all help Coach Perry run the youth club, but he's the mainstay of it. And you talk about those young kids coming in, he's really helping develop those kids and develop them for us. So they can step right in and go when it's time.
Well, and a second ago we were kind of talking about the youth on your team from the freshman level, but kind of on top of that, you already talked about, you jumped right into it, now you're coaching Little League after State is over. I think Star Valley is a place that definitely has a great wrestling culture around it. Can you kind of speak on the importance of the youth program to wrestling here in Star Valley and kind of the tradition that it's built?
Well, it's kind of funny. Little League is kind of one of those things. I'd never seen anything like it when I came. Richard Hoops started this years ago, and basically what it is, it's just a you know, kind of like a mom and pop type of club, but it's grown out of Star Valley now. It's spread out to where all the surrounding communities are doing exactly what we're doing because they think they wanted to mimic our success. And so now, instead of just having the Star Valley Little League tournament, now you can go out and wrestle in a Little League tournament in Evanston, one in Kemmerer, one, you know, they're all over the place. And I think that, you know, that was Richard Hoops' brainchild. I don't want to take credit for it. We just kind of changed how we did it, and then it spread out to everywhere. And it's been really good. And so even some of those kids are playing on the basketball floor tonight. A lot of those kids grew up wrestling in the Little League program. And it's, I think the neatest thing about it is Star Valley is one of those communities where almost every kid at some point in their life has stepped on the wrestling mat, every boy. And now a lot of the girls, I mean, we have the other night, we had like 20, 25 young ladies at the practice, for Little League last, Monday night Wednesday night. And then we'll go up to the other end of the valley on Monday and up in Aetna, and we'll probably have another 20 to 30. And so we'll have 60 young ladies giving wrestling a try, which will be exciting for us as well. Help build on that program and keep that going. So, I mean, we're doing it separate, you know, so the girls are wrestling girls, boys are wrestling boys, just like they're doing at the state high school level now. Girls wrestling's an Olympic sport, and U.S. is one of the dominant teams. You know, Japan obviously owns it, but after that, the United States is the next best team. So, you know, we're hoping to do our bit to help build on that growing tradition in our country.
It's I'm one of those kids. I did Little League wrestling. Not that I did never do it in high school, but you know, like you said, you go down the line. Everybody, I think, most people have had a chance to. To do it.
Yeah.
And then I always bring this up, my nemesis, Darcy Barris. I could never beat Darcy. Darcy's probably the one that kicked me out of wrestling. I could never beat him. It's you've said this statement before, and I kind of copy it when I have a chance. You've mentioned that Star Valley is a place where wrestling still matters.
Yes, it's pertinent. Yep.
You've said that, and you look at the growth of it, and now, like you said, with the addition of girls wrestling, I was floored by how many girls decided to come out and say, you know what, I've never done this before, but I'm going to give it a shot. And I was stunned by how many came out and went after it this year.
I wasn't surprised at all. I mean, in my conversations in the weight room, teaching and coaching and stuff for years, I had young ladies say, man, if there was just girls thing, I'd be excited to try it. And so I was not surprised at all. I think our numbers will grow. I think our numbers will get a lot bigger in that program.
You just said there were 60?
Yeah. Well, league? I think, no, we had about 30 on our end.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll run a practice up in Aetna on Monday night next week, and if we get 30 on each end, that'd end up being 60. So if we end up with about equal numbers, and that's a great starting point. I mean, last year when we did this, because the way things worked out, we didn't have weren't able to get mats up to the other end, and some of that stuff, we had 20 girls doing the Little League. Now this year we're already at 30 plus, you know, and we only had one site. Now we're doing it in Aetna and in Afton. So I figure we'll probably double our amount, and if we double our amount, we'll have 60 girls doing it, and that'll be awesome. And that's kind of the goal, is to grow this and help build that program as well. I mean, it's an exciting time. Wrestling's growing not just here; it's growing nationwide. It's the largest growth sport. If you look at some of the NFHS stuff, it's one of the largest growth sports in the country. And then if you look at the college level, which is, it's mind blowing. They're up to like 70, 80 programs, women's wrestling programs, now scholarship programs. And the interesting thing was, I was on a conference, a Zoom meeting with the coaches from all over the country, the National Wrestling Coaches Association, and they were talking about how college coaches don't have enough young ladies to fill the program. So college wrestling actually is growing at a rate so fast that they can't get the girls there to fill those voids. So there's going to be opportunities for those girls who leave here to go on to the next level and have it help for them pay for their education and see the world and do some of the things. And I tell the kids at high school all the time, I loved my experience wrestling in college. I wouldn't go back to be a high school student again, no way, but I'd give almost anything to go back to be a college wrestler again. That was the funnest time of my life. I enjoyed that more than just about anything I've done. And so I'd give just about everything to everything but my wife and kids I'd give away to go back and be a college wrestler. So that I mean, I'm excited for those young ladies to have that experience because that would just be awesome for them.
So what you're saying is to all the wrestlers out there, cherish this time right now.
Oh, yeah.
While it's still happening.
Oh, yeah. It's I mean, it's and the nice thing about being a coach is I get to share some of those great experiences with these young men. I've said it a lot of times that as a coach, you get to spend some of the times that the kids look back on and have the fondest memories of their youth growing up. You get to be there for that, and that's there's you know, you can do this job for free to do that. So I mean, it's fun.
Well, don't offer to do that because someone might hear it.
Oh yeah, the school district definitely take me up on it.
Someone might take you up on that. Let's talk about as we kind of move along. Speaking with head coach Eddie Clark of the Star Valley Braves wrestling program, let's talk about the growth and the future of things. What's up next? What are some things that maybe you're on tap for the program?
Well, we're really excited about what we have, the kids we have, we're bringing back next year. We also have some really good incoming freshmen. So, you already sit down and you're kind of looking at what your roster will be next year, you know, and those types of things. And we're going to be right there in the hunt. And it'll be a fun state tournament next year. Us and Sheridan and Thunder Basin brings a bunch back, and no one was old this year. It's kind of funny. Everyone was young. No, everyone graduates about four or five kids that scored points at the state tournament, and that's about where we are. And so it's interesting. Everyone should be able to be back and challenging and those types of things. That's super exciting. We got Little League going. We've got club going. We've got Troy Steiner, a former world team member, three-time NCAA champion, coming in to do a camp for us at right after Memorial Day. There we'll have a 3-day camp, and then we're still trying to decide if we go back to Salina or not. We might try a different route. We might try to go to the Sanderson camp or something a little different this year, kind of mix it up a little bit, and then just do our thing through the summer. Try to get the kids come in, get a few times on the mat during the summer, and just go to the weight room, get big and strong, and then do the process all over again.
And I doubt you're going to struggle with this around this area, because recruitment for wrestling in Star Valley appears to be doing just fine.
Yes, yes.
But I remember when I was in middle school, I want to say 7th grade, I was told by my football coaches, they told everyone on the team, hey, I want you to go out and do wrestling, because it's, as they put it, the most beneficial sport if you want to be good at any other sport. As a wrestling coach, what's kind of your opinion on that, and what would be your pitch to bring in maybe some more wrestlers if you're like a football player and you're trying to stay healthy?
Well, it's interesting. So the type of things that we do all relate to just about every sport you do. If you stance and position, body position, knowing where your hips are, feet moving, hand fighting, and moving your opponent around, and those things, they all relate. I mean, so if you're a kid who's gonna, you're eventually going to be a basketball player, and you're going to be fighting in underneath the basket for a rebound, well, you need to know how to box someone out and get your hips in under theirs and push them out of the way so you can get the rebound. If you're going to be a soccer player, same thing. Get in there, move your feet, push someone out of the way so you can control the ball or the position on the field and those things. And then you go to the football, where it's the hand fighting and those things. Think about line play. Line play looks like a heavyweight wrestling match anyway. It's just in a smaller face, a lot smaller space on a wrestling mat, and the football thing's a lot shorter. So the hand fighting and those things that we do relate directly to blocking and tackling. And I mean, you want to see a really good form tackle most of the time. Just watch a wrestler tackle somebody. You can tell what they do in the winter when they hit someone and drive through and lift and finish that tackle. Generally, I mean, look what Brandon Beck did on the football field this year. I mean, a lot of that relates back to his wrestling background, even though he got hurt and didn't get to finish his year. I mean, his tackling and his aggressiveness and his ability to work all relate back to what he did with us in the winters. The other thing I would say is if you want to get in shape, the best shape of your life, come spend a winter with us. You'll be in the best shape of your life.
Well, and I know this has become a huge thing here of recent, but to all the parents out there, there's some studies I recently pulled up with the whole Tua Tagovailoa thing that athletes who wrestled in high school actually have a significantly lower concussion rate on the football field than non-wrestlers. Is a little...
Well, they know how to fall.
Yeah, interesting medical tidbit.
They know
for
how
you.
To fall. They probably, you know, in wrestling, you everything you do, you have to keep your head up, which, you know, that's kind of the big push in football, heads up. I mean, you can't shoot a double leg with your head down because you lead with your head. That's not going to end well. And those types of things. So I think that might relate to it, knowing how to fall. But I think... there's also a lot of research out there related to that the type of condition you're in also helps avoid the concussions and some of those things. So I think the fact that at some point in the year you're in the type of physical condition that our kids are in, that helps you in anything you do in life. And like the most famous wrestler on the planet, Dan Gable, said, after wrestling, everything else is easy. So I think it builds the character in kids for them to do things that are difficult. I look back to some things in my life and I say, well, heck, I can do this. I after cutting weight and doing some of the things I did to be successful on a wrestling mat, this is nothing. I'll just put my head down and grind and get through it. And, you know, just kind of like my recent neck surgery, you know, that was not a lot of fun, but there were some things that I'm going, I've been through worse than this. So I just, you know, just grit my teeth and keep going.
So, Coach, as we wrap things up here, let's say we've piqued the interest of somebody who might be listening this morning, how would they get involved and reach out and say, hey, I want to be part of the wrestling program?
Well, right now, just you come in on Wednesday night, down on this end of the valley on Wednesday night with a young kid, and they can sign up for Little League Wrestling. We practice at from 6 to about 7:15 on Wednesday nights. If you live down on the other end of the valley, down close to Alpine, you can come to Aetna from 3 to 4 on Monday nights and get your young kids involved. And then, you know, if you're more serious about it, you can talk to Coach Casey Perry and we can get you going in the club stuff. And if you're a high school student or a middle school student, you just come find one of the coaches and we'll be happy to help you out.
All right, Eddie Clark with Star Valley High School Wrestling and wrestling growth in general here on Sports Friday. Coach Clark, thank you so much for coming in today.
You bet.
Looking forward to talking to you again sometime in the future.
Bet.